Welcome to Psukei Atav. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump. We are going to be learning on Brachos Daf Hey today. The topic for today is demons in Jewish thought. There are 30 psukim on Daf Hey, Amud Aleph, and Amud Beis altogether. We are going to focus on one pasuk, which is found on Hey Amud Aleph, which is the pasuk in Devarim, Lamud Beis, Chof Dalet. The pasuk reads as follows: Mezeiro of Ulechume Reshef, Veketef Meriri. Wasting famine, ravaging plague, deadly pestilence, and fang beasts, that's perhaps one way of translating it, Ashalach bom, I will send against them, im chamas zoichere afar, with the venomous creepers in the dust. The Gemara quotes this in two Lashonas, and trying to explain the words that are under the microscope are luchume reshef. There are actually two Lashonas in the Gemara as to explaining this. One is that this refers to mazikim, which are spiritually damaging forces, and the other one are yisurim, suffering in general. It is fascinating that if one goes back to the actual pasuk itself, this is a pasuk to be found in Parshas Ha'azinu, and in the context over there, it is actually describing the punishment which is going to be sent upon the nation of Israel, who has, in fact, as the previous psukim indicate, have started sacrificing lashedim lo eloika to these demons who are not Hashem, and therefore, because we have angered Hashem, Hashem says, "Aspe olemo ro'ois chitzay achalebom." I'm going to gather upon them misfortunes. My arrows I will loose upon them, and then he describes these four stages. One of them being luchume reshef. The way it's translated in the Mefarshim is reflecting exactly the tension in the Gemara itself. So, for instance, when we look at Rashi, Rashi quotes our Gemara saying, "Luchume reshef" refers to shadim nilchamu bohem, that we're referring to demons, spiritually damaging forces, which will be released upon Bnei Israel as a punishment. However, the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, when looking at the same pasuk, says, no. What it means is, what's luchume reshef? Borad va'esh min hashamayim. Refers to some sort of, you know, hail storm, some sort of lightning storm from the heavens. And he quotes another pasuk, Kamoi rish pe'esh. The word reshef refers to fire. V'iki pirushoi lashan pericha ba'ov. He says, Kirichsiv b'nei reshef yag bi'uf. It refers to some sort of winged entity, right? And he describes it in a natural way. These two Mefarshim, these two nodes, Rashi and his grandson, the Rashbam, are reflecting the two Lashonos in the Gemara. And in fact, not only do they reflect the two Lashonos in the Gemara, they reflect two attitudes that we find throughout Tanakh and throughout the Gemara and the later Poskim towards demons themselves. Do demons really exist, or are they simply HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manifestation of suffering in some form or some tangible concrete form in this world? The way the Rambam looks at these things, and perhaps the way the Ramban looks at these things. And there's space for both interpretations within the two Lashonos of the Gemara and within the Mefarshim on this pasuk. What is Reshef itself? Is it a demon? Is it some sort of suffering? Is it some sort of, as the Rashbam says, some sort of fire from heaven, which is a natural thing? It's fascinating that the Emes Liakov, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, at the beginning of Parshas Va'era, has a beautiful essay on this particular topic, and he says, you know, it's so interesting that today we don't see demons around so much. You know, the Gemara talks about, you know, you read the Gemara in Psachim, Zugos, you read all kinds of Gemaras that we're going to get to, and it talks about demons. We're going to get into Brachos, about tens of thousands of demons on one side. Where did the demons go? Like, do we don't see them, we don't talk about them today. What really happened? The axiomatic idea that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky suggests is the idea of Zeh l'umas Zeh, that there's always going to be a balance of positive and negative spiritual forces in this world. And therefore, if there's a great spiritual force in the world like prophecy, corresponding to that is going to be a negative spiritual force called Avodah Zarah. And as prophecy disappears, so will Avodah Zarah. And at the times of the Gemara, we hear about Tanaim, great leaders, great spiritual personalities, who are so powerful they could change nature in many cases, as we've seen. So corresponding to them was a negative force called Shadim, Mazikim, these damaging spiritual forces. But as the generations of sages disappeared, and the spiritual power of positivity faded from this world, so too faded from this world the negative energy of the Shadim as well, which is why they are not as extant as they were in those days. And in fact, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky closes with a fascinating story where he says that he talks about the famous case where there was a dibuk, which is a soul without a body, which found another carrier, another body for it, and it was exorcised with the help of the Chofetz Chaim. And he quoted Rebbe Elchanan Wasserman, who was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, who said that there would never be another Dibuk until the times of Mashiach, because after the passing of the Chofetz Chaim, there was no longer a spiritual force so powerful in the world, which was good, to require a negative force to balance it, as since the passing of the Chofetz Chaim. Just an example of this complication, and the two Lashonos of our Gemara on this Pasuk reflect these two ways of looking at it. In conclusion, it's fascinating, Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva on this in the Yabiya Omer, and he quotes the Gemara in Pesachim at the end on Kuf Yud Amar Beis, where he says, Klala de Milsa called the Kopid, Kapti Bahade, Udaloi Kapid, Lo Kapti Bahade. That if you're worried about it, then they worry you. If you don't worry about it, you don't have to worry about it. You could be concerned, but you don't have to worry about this. And therefore, he puts that into the same category as the Ayin Hara and Shedim today. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.